I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. The snowy weather is not real productive for outdoor activities right now, but whiling away the time looking at your backyard bird feeder can always be an interesting exercise, provided you're keeping that feeder clean. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Tracy Bird, and if you're a sportsman, join me and America's 40 million sports shooters and 44 million anglers to celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday of September. National Hunting and Fishing Day was established by Congress to recognize sportsmen's vital role in conservation, a role that includes providing more than $1 billion each year for wildlife conservation. Learn more at nhfday.org.
Kathy Leo with the West Virginia DNR's Wildlife Diversity Program says hanging a bird feeder out back will help the songbirds make it through the winter, particularly if there's snow on the ground.
We do sort of encourage feeding the birds because, of course, in the wintertime, often there is a paucity of food, and you are helping birds pretty much. And if you do some fairly simple things, you can avoid these diseases.
Diseases that can be brought on by pulling all the birds into a central location.
Whenever you put out bird feeders, of course, you have birds congregating that they normally wouldn't be doing that out in the wild. So by congregating, if there are any diseases out there, the chances of them passing them to one another is much greater.
And to overcome that threat, make sure you're keeping those feeders clean and properly maintained.
Keeping your bird feeders clean. And you kind of have to use a little bit of judgment. If the weather's really cold and stays cold, you probably don't need to clean them quite as often as if the weather is warm. And as you know, it's been a fairly warm winter so far, at least. So about every 2 weeks, you should be cleaning your feeders with a solution of 9 parts water to 1 part bleach, and make very sure that you rinse them very well and dry them before you put them back up. You also want to be careful that your seed inside doesn't become moldy or start to sprout or anything like that.
And beyond those feeders, be sure to keep the area underneath them clean as well.
A lot of people like to feed on the ground, which is fine, but on occasion, they should probably rake the area and put a little lime down.
And if you notice there are diseased birds around, you need to take those feeders down and leave them down for about 2 weeks before you put them back up. Bird baths are another area that can harbor disease, so be careful and keep an eye on those and keep them clean as well. As for food possibilities, well, there are plenty of options to attract an array of birds.
My favorite is the black oil sunflower seeds because so many different species like that, like those types of seeds. I also feed a white proso millet and cracked corn to bring in some other birds. Suet, of course, is important for your woodpeckers and your titmice, chickadees, Carolina wrens, that kind of thing. So those are my four favorites.
Keep them filled, keep them clean, and for hours of wintertime enjoyment. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.